Is it possible that somebody has deliberately obscured our understanding of the conscience? we know that there is one who can serve that without a making license. I think it is true. Now, look at the third passage, and the reference to the truth of the Bible. God is missing a story of something that is God. All of the references are found in the New Testament. On the other hand, the story of prophecy has 2,761 references to the story. And that will be part of the comprehensive study. This is also a heritage where the conscious views of the world and the world of the world. There are expressions of Paul, that he's tried to experience the persecution of the Christians. And we read about this in Matthew chapter 7 through 9. We have seen that it was God divided by an agreement of this chapter. Israel and then his conscience was called a information is correct, and there is a conscience, it is insecure or downright dangerous. Whether it's misinformed, or it's family, or it's family, or family. This is very clear to us in the Bible, and in the world of our lives. For example, we can appear to be just as sincere as the informed person. The Lord is the Lord. As I was walking along, I saw your main altar. One of them had this inscription upon it, to the unknown God. So you have been worshiping him without even knowing who he is. Now I need to tell you about him. And with that, God presented to him in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And included in this presentation, seeing the opportunity for each of these individuals to accept a deeper information of what was righteous and what was true. How did they respond? Verses 32 to 34, the same chapter we were in from, are the outcome of this presentation. Furthermore, when they heard Paul speak of the resurrection of a person who had been dead, some of them laughed, but others said, "We want to hear more about this later." Every teacher, every truth seeker has the opportunity to accept the right information as they rise to their understanding of what they have heard. Furthermore, if they brought and carried Paul into the Islam Bible, he wants to use you to enlighten others to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you can say that it seems to be named you to your apostles. It is paramount that our conscience contains the truth as it is in Jesus as the will of God in front of us. That's what the God has also graciously provided with things for our ignorance. Paul explains this in the very same place. Acts 17:30, he informs the same audience of this. The kind of forgiveness God has given us, that God has given all men everywhere to be human. In other words, once our conscience is sufficient and informed, we have an obligation to follow this dictate. This is the way in which we treat the clear conscience. God opens us to see that our conscience is only secure if we allow it to be guided by the Word of God. Substantial evidence for this is found both in the writings of David and Paul. To make us realize what is wrong in our lives. This great and fair trial, and teaches us to do what is right. This is God's will, preparing us in every way, fully equipped for every good thing that God wants us to do. We talk to this success here. I think you can see that both David and Paul have discovered the way that the Lord is coming in true places. As Christians, we have the responsibility to do so. Thank you.